Cassell Home CEO Jamie Lowery envisions a smoother homestretch on the prolonged roller coaster ride known as the Cassell Home redevelopment. Earlier Friday, Nipissing MPP Vic Fedeli announced the Government of Ontario is removing the guarantee required of the municipalities for financing the overall $120 million-plus Cassell Home redevelopment project. See related. Fedeli makes game-changing Cassell Home announcement. Removing the guarantee means the municipality's last objection is off the table and we can get the project moving full steam ahead, Lowery states. See also. Fedeli. Cassell Home funding is not going anywhere, and lack of support from North Bay Council pushes Cassell Home redevelopment to the brink. The guarantee has been the major sticking point for the 9 partner municipalities: North Bay, East Ferris, Bonfield, South Algonquin, Chisholm, Mattawa, Mattawan, Calvin and Papineau-Cameron, since project financing options were presented by Cassell Home. The Cassell Home Board of Directors remain supportive of the preferred financing option with Infrastructure Ontario, which offers a low fixed rate of interest over a 25-year term. Cassell Home staff was responsible for providing financing options for the project, all of which had some form of guarantee attached, says Lowery. With today's announcement, we can proceed to the levy and set a date for getting shovels in the ground. Cassell Home Board Chair and Count Chris Main says, this was the final sticking point. We at Cassell Home have supported our municipal partners in their efforts to get the best possible deal for the taxpayer and have worked diligently behind the scenes to find a path forward where the guarantee was concerned. The member municipalities have expressed various reservations centered on the financing of the project but have all publicly declared their support for the overall Cassell Home project. From the beginning, Main says, our municipal partners have been there with words of encouragement and we appreciate this has been a long and sometimes difficult process. Meanwhile, the partner with the largest stake in the Cassell Home redevelopment will take some time to allow City of North Bay staff to review the details of today's announcement. The new information, including the lifting of the guarantee, will need to be brought forward to North Bay City Council for direction. Neither Mayor Al McDonald nor Sow David Euler was in the office Friday. Both have been critical of the handling of the Cassell Home situation. McDonald replaced Deputy Mayor Tanya Vrabosh on the board of directors as a council representative from the City of North Bay, resigned, and has since been replaced by Count Bill Vrabosh. Euler authored a letter to the Ministry of Long-Term Care in August expressing the city's serious concerns with the redevelopment project. See. Dispute between City and Cassell Home Board over reconstruction costs reaching boiling point and, besides the merry-go-round on the board, the members have been at odds for months. C. Bill Vrabosh calls on Chris Main and Mark King to resign from Cassell Home Board after attack on council. See also, King wants Vrabosh kicked off Cassell Home Board and I won't resign, says Mark King, accusing Bill Vrabosh of trying to derail Cassell Home Project. Main and Lowery both expressed gratitude to Fedeli for working tirelessly with them, and on Cassell Home's behalf, to keep the project front and center at Queen's Park. Vic has been our biggest supporter, Lowery expresses. From the very beginning, Vic and his government have been at the table with financial support, ongoing encouragement and project assistance. Victor told me years ago, redeveloping Cassell Home was one of his key priorities. He has come through for the community. He has been cheerleader, advocate, and partner to Cassell Home throughout this process. The next step will be the initial levy of $34.5 million, to be shared among the 9 partner municipalities. This is the largest municipal installment for the project and accounts for roughly 21% of project costs, according to Lowery, who points out levy amounts for construction of the new Cassell Home steadily decrease over the life of the project. Main added, we've now completed all the requirements as set out by the ministry, done everything the municipalities have asked us to do and provided clear communication with the public. With today's announcement and ministry approval, we are ready to start building.